want to thank the Lord, first of all, because He's God. He doesn't lie. He's the same yesterday, today. And when we go on to be with the Lord, shouldn't He tarry, and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, are going to walk out their faith with the Lord, He's going to be there for them. I had a talk with Pam because she's coming over, and I'm going to the mainland with them on the 13th, I believe, of this month coming up. And Renette happened to be in the background, and I didn't know. What? You're going to speak about the Holy Ghost? I remember. She said, we was at your house, and you had a gift to give everybody. I thought, was it a coffee cup? Was it candy? Was it a free Bible? You know, what kind of gift did you have? And it was about the gift of the Holy Ghost. And she said, I was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 12. I have seen the Spirit of God save that whole household. Dad. And it just took one to come over to the Bible study. Pastor Les had us open up some cell groups. And everybody had some place to go. My two kids left mine and went to somebody else's. I think it was Clayton. And so I was studying, I was praying, I'm all excited. Not one person showed up. So I started to speak to the chairs as if somebody was sitting in there. All of a sudden I could hear the mice or whatever running across the ceiling, you know. And I'll never forget that. The devil said, that's not your calling. And for many years, I never knew what my calling was, except that I knew I loved people. I loved to serve people, you know. And after running into quite a few people this past couple of years and their testimony, I realized I made a difference and didn't even know it. Because it wasn't about me. It was about His word, that He was a gift to the body of believers. And I was reminded about Peter, who denied Christ 3 times. If anybody had lost hope, Peter did. And yet, when Jesus rose, who was the one He said, go tell that I've risen from the dead? Go find Peter and tell Peter. And who was the one to speak when He got full of the Holy Ghost? It was Peter. 3,000 people coming to the Lord at one time. God can turn all of us around in just one situation. Well, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is truly a gift. And if you came hoping that I'm going to teach you something, I had to laugh. I was at home and I was laughing. I couldn't stop. It was because I said, Lord, they don't need me to teach. You're the teacher. I'm going to come teach about the teacher. I don't think so. You're the teacher. And every one of us that have been filled with the Holy Ghost has the greatest teacher from the beginning who already knows the ending. And some of you, do you, or did all of you get some papers from the last time I spoke? In the back, the cards have the scriptures of the Holy Spirit when somebody comes. You know, Pastor, I've been thinking much about you and Pastor Carol's such awesome service we have been having. In my spirit, I was feeling like I'm failing Him. Lord, I'm failing You. And then I started noticing the body of Christ. I said, Lord, I might be failing, but you're not failing any one of us. You're going to go past any one of us that's not ready and go to the next one. But I'd like to be included, you know, in whatever's going on. And anyway, I remember Pastor Brown would go looking to see where I was sitting because he wanted me to come up so he can send me with whoever came forward to go in the back room. But as I was sitting out there and looking over, and you had all the elders and their wives come up front. And I looked at that. I was so blessed, so blessed, so happy. Because bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing them to the knowledge that the gift of the Holy Ghost is just that from the Father, that it's a gift because he reminds us of everything Jesus ever did for us. Seeing the elders and their wives, I recognize not just them, but everybody in the body of Christ here, especially if you have a mate, a husband and wife team. Don't let Alvin fool you. He might have looked like he was a handful, but on the other hand, I knew the better part of Alvin. He was a supporter. He was all out for the things of God. And when I saw you folks up here, I thought of you as Pastor Brown and Pastor Viv. The church better be ready. They are coming. And as much as I would like to be in the front, I realize I am not the same person I was. I remember the Lord in the days of my youth. In everything, go everywhere, do everything, you know, just in my youth, because I knew that was scripture. That was a time for me to be up on things. You know, go help people clean house while I'm helping clean, talk about Jesus, you know, looking for opportunities. But it was a building of relationships. When they received the Lord or they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you become entwined with them. And they begin to watch your life. It's one thing to be speaking in tongues, but what they're going to watch for is really the fruits of the Spirit of God in you. The power to forgive when it is almost impossible. But with God, all things is possible. And that's where the miracle of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is, because it is a powerful gift in that when you do not know what to pray for as you ought, the Holy Spirit will intercede for you on your behalf. And the way he does it is with sometimes moanings and groanings that can't be uttered. You don't know how to present the prayer. You don't even know where to start to ask for an answer. And then, depending upon the Holy Spirit, it is sounds and syllables that form words, words that God understands. He knows every language upon the face of the earth. Well, how do I know that? Is there someone here with an amplified Bible? Someone here with an amplified? I'd like for you to look in Genesis chapter 11. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Genesis chapter 11, starting with verse 1, I think 2.
Chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one accent and mode of expression. And as they journeyed eastward, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled and dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." For they had brick for stone and slime for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top reaches into the sky, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered over the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And now nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from that place upon the face of the whole earth, and they gave up building the city. Therefore, the name of it was called Babel, because there the Lord confounded the language of all the earth. And from that place, the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of the whole earth. This is the history of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old when he became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after Arpachshad was born 500 years and had other sons and daughters.
So, actually, the Holy Ghost was already speaking in tongues long time ago. And when the apostles got filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what? They were speaking in different languages. So much that when they came together, other people started to say, "Oh, they're drunk. They don't know what they're saying." But then there would be somebody in the crowd would say, "He's talking about God. He's glorifying God. But he's a Galilean. How does he know my language?" Let me see, we have Filipino, we have Hawaiian. What other language would we have here in Faith Family Maui? Japanese, anybody speak Japanese? Right here. Portuguese, you can speak? Dorothy, Portuguese? Let's hear what it would sound like if all you had to say is, "You only have to believe." How would you say that in Hawaiian? You only have to believe. Oh, don't feel bad. I get Hawaiian too, but I didn't speak much except opu and the ear and whatnot. It was the Haole side that stood out more. But you know what I mean? This is the different languages. And it started back during the time of Babel because the word was they were supposed to multiply and replenish the earth. But no, they're going to do it, come together and go upward. It never works when you're going against God's word. And I just wanted to throw that in. But on the cards of referring to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what is your fear about going in the back with somebody? If Pastor was to say, "Jaime, can you take so-and-so in the back?" Because maybe I see a long line come up here that they're praying for a lot of different situations. And someone may need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They can be showing the scriptures, and it's only a few scriptures. Is anybody scared to go in the back? Maybe you're scared you might say the wrong thing. You? It's hard to think Lambert, but You know what? It's a godly fear that you face. Yeah, that you shouldn't be intimidated with. Even my coming up here, it doesn't matter how long. In fact, Pastor Carol hit it right on the nose. It's not based on how long we've served the Lord, how much offering we give. It's none of that. It's based on faith in what he says. And he says, what father wouldn't give a good gift to their children? Julio hit it right on the nose last time he spoke when he said, he's a good daddy. Gives the kids what they want when he's able. You know, he's a good daddy. All behind his kids, his boys, you know. But then he has to wear the hat of being a good father. And that's a big difference, because then it's accountability. And he has to draw the line. Well, so likewise it is. When you're going in the back with someone, you get the focus on them, having a friend that will never leave nor forsake them. Remind them. The Holy Spirit is going to remind you of things that you've heard in church, things you've walked out yourself, and you'll be able to share one-on-one. The reason why I have this down wasn't of my doing. It was something Pastor Brown had instilled that God gave him. And we just walked it out by faith. In fact, Gina was with someone that no one really wanted to be with, because they wasn't sure she was going to receive the Holy Spirit, because they didn't think she would understand or know. Guess what? She got filled with the Holy Spirit. Simple heart. She had a heart for God, that's why. And she just listened, she obeyed, and she followed, and she began to pray in tongues. It was my Gina that led her. And Gina only went, I think, with us through the course once. But she had the card in the front of her. Keep the printed cards that we've made some extra that you can get from LAG. On it, it has about the Holy Spirit. And the reason why I share that is because I still run into people. Sister Pauline, look, and they pull out of their purse this little card that says when they got saved and when they got filled with the Holy Ghost. They couldn't remember everything that was said in the back room. Certain things held them to want to go look up the rest of the word for themselves. And they got attached. And the Spirit of God now had something to work with. Every time we come to church, deposits are being made in our life. We're never too old. We forget things, so thank you, Jesus, for those that remind us. The Holy Spirit will bring it out at his timing. And so you get to be a part. And the reason why I'm so excited, Pastor, of your folks fulfilling what God is doing here is that you've raised up elders and their wives and are giving them opportunity to be the leaders, to carry the next generation forward. I don't want somebody to come in and, let's say, a month from now, I go on to be with the Lord. I was happy when I brought all those from way back. Look at that. Renette was 12 years old. Look where she is now. Her whole household got saved. In fact, I was talking to her, and she said, that's why we're coming. You're going to talk to my husband now when I come over. I said, okay, you know, okay. He's no different. He's a man. He needs the Lord. He needs to know that the Holy Ghost can pray out things that he never thought of. And so I'm here. I believe my calling is to encourage. The teacher part, we have the teacher, the greatest teacher on the face of the earth, the Holy Spirit. He goes deeper, he goes farther, he knows so much more. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-seeing, and the other one is, somebody help me here. How could I forget that one? He's only present. He's everywhere. He's present. Pam, them are coming over. My heart just, I started praying and interceding for Noah because I needed to take Noah back to the mainland. He really needed help. And when I heard they were all coming, I began to intercede for Noah. What about? I had no idea, but it was there. And I prayed in tongues. God, you know what's happening. You know all about it. You know, I want to say, don't bring him back. But if it's your will, bring him. Because I didn't want him. You see, they're of the age where they can do what they want. Let me see. Brianna just made 18. So he's like 21, going to be 21 this end of April. And so he can easily say, Mom, I think I'm just going to stay here. But that's where all the problems started with him when he came back. And I didn't feel like that was God's answer for him. And so I was on the phone just checking with Pam then. Do you know God does hear and answer prayer? And he does offer up the perfect prayer to the Father on our behalf because we don't know how to ask for what we really want sometimes. It takes a burden off of your shoulder. It's better to love him and trust him because he is trustworthy. He will not lie. He cannot lie. And he will only say what the Father gives him to say. Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. The Holy Spirit doesn't know what it's like to walk in the body. It was Jesus that came in the flesh. He was the one that paid the price. But he will bring back to our remembrance everything that we've heard concerning the word of God. He'll bring back to our remembrance to hold on to that. There's your answer right there. And so the Lord talked about answering prayer. So I'm talking with Pam and she says, Noah's not coming with us on this trip. Oh, really? What's happening? He just got a job last week, and it was from last week. I just prayed over him for his sake, you know. I want nothing but the best. And Father, you want even better than that, beyond what I can ask or think. And so he got a job, a good job that pays $17 an hour. He just started. He's only been there a week. Right after that, he has like five people, I think, that was calling for him to work with them. He said, no, he's content right where he's at. And his mother is going to be with him during the time Pam them are here. Tell me God don't answer prayer. I mean, I've just seen it over and over and over again. He's so good at taking care of all of us. So the scriptures, the cards that we have that was given out, there's verse 1:8 of Acts, where you're going to receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He gives you the courage and the insight as to what to say and how to say it. Having the Holy Spirit lead and guide us is vital, because we don't want to mislead anybody. But if you can lead those that go in the back to depend on the Holy Spirit and trust His word and trust Him, you've done your job. He is the teacher. We're just the encouragers, call alongside to pick up, lift up, push forward. The ones that come up here to speak, pastor them, and the ones that are called to come up. Each one has something for us to cling to and hang on to at the moment that's needed. The other scripture that is powerful in ministering on the Holy Ghost is to ask the individual, first of all, are you saved? Yeah, one person told me, yeah, I've been going to church, you know, and I pay tithes. And I said, but are you saved? And they looked at me and said, what is that? Open door. It's about receiving Jesus and what He's done, not what you're doing. We couldn't work our way. So when you got these keys in you, you're just sharing and encouraging them to go a step further. Introduce them to the greatest gift they have now, the gift of the Holy Ghost. And He is in control now. Not the coronavirus. Not any kind of whatever's out there. None of those things. And the devil's trying, he's got those that don't believe in Jesus already. What he's trying to do is to get the ones that know better to get to act like everybody else in the world. But that's not who we are. And so when we're sharing about the Holy Spirit and they latch on to Him Himself, the greatest teacher, they're going to know who's lying and who's not lying, because now there's a hunger to go look it up in the Bible. And giving them this card when they leave you, they got something to get started on, to go and search and read for themselves. It is a small thing, but a powerful gift. And it has never failed. It takes the catalyst of one individual in one home. It took Renette. Then came the sister, the grandma, and then my house got so full, and Pam was feeling really bad that her whole family was over there, and she knew my house wasn't all that big. So she opened up her big house. And that's how the husband and the son got saved. The whole household. But it took a catalyst of one. We don't know who they are. God just asks us to be faithful and share and love. And so when they get filled with the Holy Spirit, you can trust the Holy Spirit to bring back to their remembrance what they heard. And why we're encouraged to come to church every time the door is open is because He keeps making deposits in our life. It's not a one-time, a daily deposit at home. I come to church and I get all these confirmations just hearing the word being spoken as if they were at home with me. You know, I'm talking to the Lord about something. And Pastor Carol and Pastor Herman, I don't run to you folks only because you answer me before I get a chance to, while you're speaking. It was what I was going to go ask or talk to you about. And so there's no need for me to see you. Isn't that awesome? God is doing your speaking for Him, to us. So no, we don't take it lightly. In fact, every time I'm come, I wonder, you know, what's going to happen. Even this Sunday, I made my decision to go based on what Pastor Herman was sharing. I was tossed back and forth whether to go or not, whatever. And after hearing Pastor share, I knew in my spirit I had the answer, that there was a goal, because he sends us with purpose, on purpose, because there is something to be done. I don't like taking vacations. I feel so blessed. I feel like I'm on a vacation all the time. Well, I don't have to go to work now, you know. And Alvin's not home where I'm working all the time. So, I'm on a vacation for life now. I can be any place, anytime. But the Holy Spirit wants to use everybody. No respecter of persons. No respecter of age. No respecter of how long you served the Lord. Now, I got to tell you, sometimes it gets really intimidating when you get around those that know how to pray in tongues. I mean, they just go at it and you're feeling like about so big. And yet, someone on the side can be praying in tongues and you can hardly hear them. And guess what? Their answers are just as fast. But God doesn't want to keep you only in that position when you can be a blessing to someone else. That's the thing. That's the breakthrough, is being a blessing to someone else. And when you put yourself out on bringing somebody to the Lord or through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is that accountability, because their eyes are going to watch how you handle things. Whether you're just talking to them or whether it's real what you're saying to them. Whether you get angry, whether you have unforgiveness, because we know there is so much more to the Holy Spirit. He can be quenched. He can be grieved. And yes, he can be blasphemed. So much to know about him. And just when you think you know something, there's so much more. So much more. And it's not to give anybody a big head like, oh, I know more than you. No, just when you think you know something, you realize how much you don't know. And when you feel that way, then you're safe. You're safe. You're not grieving the Holy Spirit. A person that really is grieving the Holy Spirit is one full of unforgiveness and not willing to do their part and want to blame everybody, everything else for their condition. But if they'll repent and realize they need the Lord is there. Which father doesn't give his children the best things? And the Holy Spirit so loves us, wants to give us the best. And so the question you're going to ask probably be the biggest one when it comes to the Holy Spirit is, have you received the Holy Spirit since you've been a believer? Is there anybody that's been coming to church for a while? Ask them, hey, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Since you've been here, you know, have you gotten an opportunity to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Oh, I have the Spirit of God in me. Well, guess what? In the book of Acts, you'll find consistently of for instance, Cornelius, a good man, loved God, feared God. He didn't have the Holy Spirit because it only fell on those that was in the upper room. The 120. But a couple years have passed, and here Peter has a dream. The same time that Cornelius is having a dream to go get Peter, Peter's having a dream of, how many of you remember what that was? A sheet coming down from heaven. I can't eat nothing unclean. He was trying to get Peter's attention. Don't call anybody I save or clean, unclean. Whether you're Jew, Gentile, we all need the Lord, His forgiveness. We need the Holy Spirit to empower us to be good hearers, tender-hearted, have the fruits of the Spirit in our life, to be able to live it before others. And so my sharing tonight, I didn't go down step by step, but I'm willing to take any questions. And I won't feel bad if I can't answer. He has all the answers. He's all-knowing. He sees everything. So you don't have to be intimidated whether you know everything. You already have the Holy Spirit. You know what He's doing in your life. That's how you can share. And so Cornelius finally gets Peter to go over. Peter's there and he's sharing. Peter didn't even finish talking. And what happened? The Holy Ghost fell on them. How did he know? They were speaking in tongues. And he said, well, what's to keep them from being baptized? I mean, they're speaking in tongues. We thought we was the only ones could get baptized. But look at these Gentiles. They're getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Because God is no respecter of persons now. Jesus paid the price in full. The blood was enough. And it said, when he was on the cross, it is finished. It's no longer based on your religion as to how much you do. It's still based on the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of that blood, none of us could be forgiven of our sins. None of us. So when we see someone that needs the Lord, we know what it's like. You know, we should be the ones with the compassion because we've been there. And we're still learning and making our way to the Father. And our desire is that we would please Him. And when you pray in an unknown tongue, is there anybody here that knows what you're praying when you're praying in an unknown tongue? Anybody? You, Carol? Anybody in here knows what you're praying when you're praying in your God-given language? The Spirit knows. And that's why He's the one to give the interpretation. Sometimes through the same individual, sometimes He'll use someone else to interpret as He wills, not as we will, but as He wills. And He's faithful. He does not lie. And the Holy Spirit speaks and woos us and calls us to remember all that Jesus has done. It is so awesome when I think about it. Jesus came in the flesh. He was all man, and He could not be in more than one place at a time. The Holy Spirit is here in Hawaii, as He is in China, as He is in the New York City. He can be every place all at one time. And guess what He talks about? The one that died and paid the price. Because that's the only way we can go to heaven. And the reason why Jesus says, it's expedient, I have to go. It's because when I go, the Comforter is going to come. He's going to teach you all things. He's not going to lie. He's not going to exaggerate. He's going to tell it like He is. There's sometimes He's firm, and there's sometimes He's very gentle. I remember we had two speakers come to our church here. 1 week, the man that was speaking was on a chair, you know, hands up. I mean, he was just all over the place, so full of life. The very next Sunday, we had this other one come up, and he was so gentle. I mean, was like night and day. But both of them had the Spirit of God upon them, and miracles were coming from both of them. So don't base your walk on somebody else. Base your walk on your relationship with the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. The Holy Ghost will bring to pass what the Father reveals to him that's in the future. And when you can't remember stuff, hey, I go to him. I don't want nobody telling me I'm senile. I just experienced that yesterday. I found a picture and I looked at it, and for the life of me, I could not figure out what that young man's name was. I tried and tried, and today I mentioned Jennifer. And Pam says, oh yeah, that's George Hanawahi. I said, yeah, I knew that. I knew that was George, you know. I said, no, I'm not senile. It's just that you don't use the name all the time. And I'm not, it's been years since I've really associated with him. I just could not think of his name. But it's okay. The Father knows all of us by name. He knows your husband. He knows your wife. He knows your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, your children. He knows every single one of them. Oh, I don't know how to pray for my son or daughter. You have the gift. Pray it in the Spirit. Pray in your God-given language. You will never curse God. You will never go against the Word of God when you pray in a God-given language. You'll always be at peace, and there'll be a release when you give it all to him. Your trust, that's total trust in God. When you give him your words, you're not sure what's coming out, but believe me, you're not going to curse him. You're trusting him with your words because you don't know how else to pray about a situation. And I leave you with the scriptures that said before. A lot of you know Jude talks about, verse 20, that we're to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's not only the speaking in tongues when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, it's praying with the right heart and attitude as well. You can't be praying in the Holy Ghost and thinking about something else way off in left field. Your focus needs to be on him. So it's everything together, and we learn all these things. Like Jesus said to the disciples, I want to tell you everything, but you're not able to handle it right now. And we want to know everything, but he gives us what we're able to deal with. And I encourage everybody, you don't even have. One lady got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, had her little card folded up in her Bible, and I went out to lunch, and she was there showing her mother. And when I turned back to look, her mother and her was praying. The mom got filled with the Holy Ghost. God is so good and so faithful. If you won't do it, he'll find somebody who will. But make all the friends, make all the connections you can, because guess what? Now I'm reaping the fruits and the benefit of all these. Some call me Mom Pauline. I don't know how I got that, but they call me Mom Pauline. I feel honored, you know. I have sisters where I had all brothers. When I was born, my mom had to have twins to get a girl. But look at what God has done. He's given me all kinds of sisters. Oh, more than what I could have asked for. I mean, I ran into some that when I was 17, you know, that's still walking upon the face of the earth, still living for God, and we rejoice. Make your connections. You know, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to witness, to encourage people how much they need the Holy Spirit in their life. He is the great comforter, the teacher, counselor, everything we have need of. 14:26 in the book of John. He is all that to us. We lack for no good thing. If you lack, it's because you're not asking. You're not taking the time to seek his word out, taking time to talk to him. And Pastor Dem have been encouraging us every service to do that. You know, you have to shut off phones sometimes, shut off TV, whatever it takes. You know, find that quiet time with the Lord. And I got to share this. I was really intimidated about coming to share. And I said, Holy Spirit, you're such a teacher. You're always teaching. I'm going to tell you folks, ask the Holy Spirit, teach me something I don't know. I've been serving the Lord so many years. You can name how much you've been serving the Lord. Ask him, show me something I hadn't really seen before. And I started to laugh, so I said, Lord, show me something I had not seen before. And I began to read about David. Saul was asking him to be his son-in-law. Oh, I can't be a son-in-law. I'm from a poor family, you know. No, you're a king. I can't, you know. He says, well, all those that the king sent to him, he still wouldn't give in. But then he had a plan. Now, it wasn't a plan to make David better because he didn't like David, and he was really trying to entrap him. But God knows everything, and so he says to David, well, you know, the Philistines, they give me a lot of trouble. Why don't you go take care of the Philistines and bring me 100 foreskins of the enemy? And I said, foreskin? Is that? And I said, I never seen that before, you know. I don't know what that had to do with anything, but God is so, he's so God, he knows how to talk to us. And it said it pleased David. So David really wants to make an impression. He don't come back with 100. He comes back with 200. And I'm thinking, I couldn't even fathom the 100, but 200, and I'm thinking to myself, how in the world are you going to have time to deal with the enemy? And, it just blew my mind. But that's what I mean. You know, Lord, show me something I hadn't seen yet in the Bible, or maybe I just jumped over it, never thought it was important. But God had a purpose in everything. Because he knew David's heart was after him. And he wanted to please the king. He was anointed of God. You know, even though he was hated by him. But, wow, he's going to give him 200 foreskins of the enemy. I have to laugh. I said, God, of all people, I don't know why you showed that one to me. But it just goes to show that that's how much he listens to us. That's how much he listens to us. We don't have to beg him. He's so in love with us. He so wants to be a part of our life. He wants to help us with our praying. He wants to be able to show us what's ahead of us with us freaking out, you know. And he prepares us. So the scriptures is right on the card. They're made available. Lena?
Yes, before you were asking me a question, I have a question. If you encounter someone that
Yes, I have. When that happened, which did happen with me a couple of times, I gave them the card, and I said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, write down the date. It's not to give up on them. They feel in, they have questions, they're a little bit intimidated, whatever. The lady had left me, it was a day after. She sat on her recliner, and she said, as soon as her legs went up, she saw how good Jesus was, and she couldn't find the words to tell him how she felt about all that he did. And she went off in tongues because she had the word to fall on. She remembered what I said. And she called me the next day, and she could hardly talk. She was going off in tongues, you know. So it's between them and the Holy Spirit. I'd like to say every single person, but then God knows the heart. But that don't mean we give up by not sharing. They have the opportunity still yet to make the choice to repent and ask the Holy Ghost to help them. And they'll watch your life to see if you're still praying in tongues. By the way, when was the last time some of you spoke in tongues? Like today? Last month? What? Last year? Well, that's not too bad. It's not that far back. But if you're thinking like 20, 19, it should be, when you have a conversation with God, talk to him in tongues. Make it, it's not a law. It's a gift. It didn't cost us a thing, only to believe and trust him. That he gives out good gifts. Yeah. So the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you. I learned one of my gifts finally is to be an encourager. No, I'm not. The teacher is the Holy Spirit. And thank God for all the men and women that are now becoming the leaders of Faith Family Maui. You have your hands full, and get ready. They are going to come through the door. And you don't have to wait to bring them to the Lord. If you're on the side with them and they're a Christian, you know they're a Christian already, tell them, hey, have you received the Holy Spirit since you've been a believer? What is that? There's your door. And you get to share right there. You don't have to wait till they come to church. Yeah, so Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. He will only say what you want him to say and do. Jesus only did what he saw you do and what he heard. They are both God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they have been from the very beginning, and there is no end in them. They are God Almighty. We thank you. Who can direct you? Who can teach you? Who can show you differently? Like they created their own selves? No way. Father, our trust and reliance is in the one we cannot see, but is all present, all knowing, all powerful to do what we cannot. Our trust is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the one that was willing to take our sin and shame, our guilt, our penalty, that says we were to die, the second death has been paid for in full. We serve you not because we have to. We serve you because we are thankful that you did not pass us by. And Father, we ask that you would keep us by the power of your Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you in all our ways, and it is you that will direct our path every day of our life till we see you face to face. In Jesus' name.